Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Welcome
to the season 3 recap
of Off Script.
Yes, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we're so excited.
We are.
Now we are going to talk about all sorts of stuff that happened in season 3.
Yeah, we are.
So for those trying to keep track, this is everything that came out on Wednesdays, minus the minisodes.
Yes.
So
we're only talking about Wednesday's episodes because we've already talked about Monday's episodes on Monday.
Yeah. So it's a little backwards. If you're listening to us in order, you should really listen to this episode and then go listen to Monday's episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is season 3 and that was season 4.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to keep it on the right days.
Because we didn't want to confuse you and release the season 3 stuff and be like, what the none of these came out on a Monday.
So we confused you by releasing season 4 first and then season 3.
Mm-hmm.
We're good at confusing people.
We're the best at it.
To help you not be confused, I will let you know which ones we're going to talk about. In this episode, we are talking about The Polar Express, The Great Gatsby, Practical Magic, The Bad Mother's Handbook, The Fault in Our Stars, Divergent, Insurgent, Allegiant, Amityville Horror, with our collaboration East Coast Haunts. What? Let's try that again. Amityville Horror with collaboration East Coast Haunts, The Shawshank Redemption, Children of the Corn, The Shining, and Doctor Sleep.
What a good season.
It was 13 awesome episodes.
Mm-hmm. I forgot that you put The Polar Express because that happened in between.
It did happen in between.
I was like, how did that get before my birthday month picks?
Because we got to talk about it.
That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, that happened in December.
Also, I feel like The Fault in Our Stars happened forever ago.
Dude, I know. I was reading this and I was like, oh, that's one of your asterisk ones that you're not sure if it counts or not counts.
Mm-hmm. It is. I don't think we ever figured that out either.
We did not, but we did. We had to pick because I have stats for you guys.
Yeah.
So let me tell you our stats. So this season, Bree, you preferred 10 out of 13 books.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a 77%. You also preferred, so that means you preferred 3 out of 13 movies, which was 23%.
Okay.
That means our theory was correct 8 out of the 13 times for you.
Wow.
62%.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It was incorrect 5 out of 13, which is 38%. The ones that it was incorrect on was The Polar Express. You saw the movie first, but you preferred the book. Because you could finish it way faster.
I could finish it way faster. And who wouldn't like it better with Liam Neeson narrating?
Right. That seems almost unfair. The Fault in Our Stars was a question mark for you because
I read the script first.
So I put you read the movie first.
Perfect.
But you preferred the book. Amityville Horror, you saw the movie first, but you preferred the book.
Yep.
And Shawshank Redemption, you saw the movie first, but you preferred the book.
Why, yes, I did.
Oh, and then The Shining, you saw the movie first, but preferred the book.
Yeah. Yeah. We've just been posting all of The Shining, like, promo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And too many people say that they prefer the movie. I'm like,
they must not have read the book.
I know Sierra did not, but other people who've said that have.
That's very interesting. I would love to know why.
Yeah.
Like, what about it?
I don't know. Maybe it's just classic horror movie.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, my stats over here. I preferred 4 books. That's a whopping 30%. So 9 out of 13 movies I preferred. So that's 70%. The theory was only correct, though, 5 times. So, which is 38%. And then it was incorrect 8 times, which I didn't fix my stats, which was the opposite of you. 62%. So we had opposite. So you had the theory was correct 8 times and incorrect 5, and mine was correct 5 times and incorrect 8.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So the ones that it was incorrect on for me was the Polar Express. I read the book, but I preferred the movie. The Great Gatsby, I read the book first, but preferred the movie. Practical Magic, I read the book first, but preferred the movie. The Bad Mother's Handbook, I read the book first, preferred the movie. Oh, look at all these preferring movies. Allegiant, I saw the movie, but then preferred the book. Children of the Corn, I read the book, preferred the movie. Shining, I saw the movie, and then preferred the book.
Yep. Because who wouldn't prefer that book?
Our overalls, obviously, if you want the actual stats on these now, guys, you got to listen to Monday's episode. Because this is overalls as of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So overall, we have done 54 books. You preferred books 32 out of 54. So that's 59% you've preferred books.
Wow.
I have preferred books 29 out of 54. That's actually not that different than you. That's only 3 different.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not a bad
53%. Yeah. So 22 out of 54 for you is movies. 25 out of 54 for me is movies.
That actually kind of blows my mind.
That is almost half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that? And then the theory is correct for you 40 out of 54 times.
No.
But then it's 36 out of 54, which again, it's only 4 different.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I thought that was impressive. Incorrect for you 14, incorrect for me 18.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I'd say so.
That's always my favorite part of the recaps, you guys. I love the stats.
She does. Every time we record, she'll pull her phone out. Which did you say you preferred?
Yeah. Because the first time I was like, this is a cool thing. I'm going to figure it out. I had to go back and re-listen to all of the ends of our episodes to figure it out. So now I did not have to do that. So now what we're going to do is just dive right on in and let you know if we missed anything.
From the books that we covered.
Yeah. Polar Express, now we did pretty good.
Yeah. And if you haven't listened to Liam Neeson narrate it, you should.
Polar Express, we also recorded at
Page Turner Books. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a fun one. Okay, with The Great Gatsby, we do have some notes.
Well, yes, we do.
So, Jordan and Nick's relationship is practically cut out of the movie.
Yeah, and we didn't really touch on that much.
We did not. Many parts of the book could be deemed racist, but the movie had inclusions such as interracial characters because the book was in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not a good time. Unfortunately
makes sense, but
it was not a good time back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and Nick also had a maid in the book, which he did not in the movie.
Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yeah. Now we're on to Practical Magic, which, oh my gosh, if you guys have never seen that movie, please go watch it.
But we covered it pretty good because Brie was pissed the whole time.
I was livid at the book.
I know.
The book fucking sucked.
It was, I remember because I read it first. And I was like, Brie likes this? I'm so confused.
It was so boring.
It was.
I was so mad when I read it. I had been so excited to read it. Then, like, well, first off, I asked Allie because she was like, I started Practical Magic. And I was like, where are you in the book? And she's like, oh, the sister just dyed the daughter's hair blonde. I was like, the fuck? But I didn't say that to her. I just kind of sat there like,
what are you talking about?
Okay.
And then, so what I do, you guys, is after we record the episode, I go back and I Google search. I'm like, top differences. So I get like Google's all their inputs on differences between the movie and the book.
If you have differences, please feel free to.
Yes, that would help me because then I wouldn't have to Google.
Yeah.
And so this is just what Google has brought up that, oh, yeah, I guess we didn't talk about that. We should probably talk about that. Bad Mother's Handbook.
I also make notes when I'm editing.
Yes. We make notes ourselves, too. Like if we notice we do something wrong or say something wrong or, oh, my gosh, how do we not talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
We do make notes, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say, I couldn't even find comparisons from Bad Mother's Handbook online.
That's because it's a TV movie.
It's a TV movie.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we did good.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And so then we're at the Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, in the book, there's a scene when Gus has just driven to the gas station and is having a hard time. And so Hazel calls an ambulance to come and get him. And in that, he's like basically telling her to help him get his mind off of what's going on. So she tells him a poem. And that does not happen in the movie.
Mm-mm. Now we have our series of the
Divergent.
Yes.
The series of the season. Yes. I see Divergent. What you were going to say.
No, I
was excited about Divergent.
I know. And man, we forgot a lot.
That's surprising.
I know, because you were very passionate about. You were just so passionate about how much angry you were. We skipped some little details here and there.
That's probably it. I got the big things at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because these are all little. Oh,
yeah, yeah. And like this one, how were we supposed to know?
I know.
I thought he was 18 in the movies.
I guess 4 is 18 in the books and he's 24 in the movies. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Oh, that one's kind of big. Triss has 7 fears in the book and only 5 in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I do think that that was just they had to cut things out for timing wise.
Right.
And
right.
It was small. Like, ooh, she's afraid of other things.
Right.
I think, except for, I just realized, 4's nickname is 4 because it's unheard of that someone would have as little as 4 fears. So they should have at least given her 6.
That's true.
Because 5 is not far off from 4.
No. Nope.
Go for it.
Triss pulls Peter's mask off in the book when she's attacked by him, and she recognizes Al by his smell, but I guess
in the movie no one's wearing masks.
No,
and she doesn't recognize anyone by smell because, well, she sees them.
No, they are wearing masks, but she pulls Al's mask off.
Yeah,
and that's how she recognizes him.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then in Triss's fear landscape, her like last fear is that she's supposed to shoot her family. In the movie, she just goes right ahead and does it. But in the book, she actually drops the gun and says, shoot me instead.
Yeah. Like, that's a huge difference. That's a
very huge difference.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's it for Divergent. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Insurgent.
So when Triss is fighting herself in the book, she wins by figuring out that she's more desperate than her simulation self is to simulation self versus in the movie she wins by forgiving herself.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's all about forgiveness.
Yeah, she just has to forgive herself. So frustrating. So then that's a big one. How did we not say that?
Mm-hmm.
The movie never tells us that at the end of Divergent, the message that they're getting that's now being broadcast all throughout the beginning of Insurgent is Edith Pryor. Which is a huge fucking storyline for the rest of the series.
I mean, it is and it isn't.
It isn't because there's no
resolution.
Conclusion.
Yeah.
But
still, it's like,
it's something
Pryor,
that
she's you're like, related to her.
Exactly.
They probably didn't because they're like, why did they write this?
This is Veronica. What were you thinking?
So we don't find out that the factions were an experiment until the next book. But they tell us in this movie.
Yeah, I was pissed. So then Janine in the book is dead by the time that the message is revealed, but she hears the message in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then Tobias tells Triss to call him Tobias, not 4 in the book. And in the movie, Triss just calls him 4. There is no Tobias. And Tobias never comes to her and is like, hey, call me Tobias.
Yeah. No, in the movie, he's called Tobias once, and Triss isn't even the one who says it.
Yeah.
And Triss is supposed to be the only one that calls him Tobias.
Yeah. Because he doesn't like that name. Yeah.
Yeah. Odd.
How dare.
Then we're at Allegiant, and oh, man.
Go listen to me rage.
So Max dies in Insurgent book, but he is executed in the Allegiant movie.
Mm-hmm. But that's because in Allegiant, there's quite a few people who end up getting put on trial.
Yeah.
Who are not in the movies. Yep. So they had to keep someone around.
Yep. And the Allegiant group decides to go beyond the wall in the book, whereas the main characters just decide to do it in the movie. So, like, yes. It's everybody that's like, yeah, we should definitely do this. The vault holding the memory serum in the book is at the Bureau, whereas in the movie, it's in Erudite.
Which is a stupid... Why make that change?
Yeah, why do they have to go back to camp to...
Yeah.
Not really camp, but whatever you call
to
it.
To the factions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And airplanes were going to fly over and release the memory serum in the book, whereas in the movie, it's just coming out through all the vents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are our three
series. So now we rank those. Allie, what's your ranking?
Because they're so different.
Yeah.
Books and movies, you gotta rank both of them.
Apples and oranges.
Yes. But surprisingly, I think I'm still 1, 2, 3 on both of them. Books and movies.
Movies, I'm 1, 2, 3.
Because it progressively gets worse.
Yeah. Books, I'm 3, 1, 2.
3, 1, 2.
Mm-hmm. Allegiant's my favorite.
But you like Insurgent better than Divergent?
I said 3, 1, 2.
I know. For... Oh, books.
Yeah. One, two.
Oh, I see.
You thought I went backwards.
I did. My brain is not braining. I get it. Okay, yeah. Cool.
No, goodness. I love Divergent. It's so good, too, because it's such a good introduction to the world.
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, that's our Divergent series.
Yeah.
Then we're on Amityville Horror with our collaborations. Lovely friends. Yes. Yeah. East Coast Haunts, MK and Sam.
Way to be awesome, guys.
Yeah.
We did great.
We did. Thanks to them.
Mm-hmm. Now we're at the Shawshank Redemption.
So Brooks dies of old age in an old folks' home in the book. So in the movie, he, like we said, he's multiple characters in the movie. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of have his own storyline.
They kind of squish him.
Yeah. So yeah. In the book, he's this whole other character that does not end up
committing suicide.
Living himself.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
No, yours is better. Than
Yeah. And then in the book, Andy contemplated suicide before he was arrested, right after finding out about his wife, which is why he had the gun, which is not something that we mentioned.
No, we did not. Because, yeah, it was never just... said why
yeah never described mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just we were meant to think it was revenge.
Mm-hmm. And in the movie, Andy describes in detail exactly where the rock was, which was at the end of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but other than that, we did pretty good, because I mean it was identical.
Yeah. It really was. Next we've got Children of the Corn.
Oh, so we had listed all of them and we said that this was the first one. Well, no, there's actually a 1983 Disciples of the Crow short film, which is actually the first adaptation.
We should find that and watch it for a minisode sometime.
We should.
Because that would be so cool.
We should.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
I know. Malachi is the other kid at the end of the story who is sacrificed in, yeah, the book. There's a kid that was sacrificed, right?
Yeah.
And it was Malachi. Ooh, and in the movie, he was one of the big scary kids.
Yeah, he was. And then in the book, Isaac survives. Whereas in the movie, he does not.
No. And we must not have said that. That's shocking.
I know. How did we miss that?
I don't know.
Gosh. Now we're at The Shining.
Oh, man.
If you want to hear me rage about another one, listen to that episode.
So in the book, Jack loves his wife and son very much, but that was not shown in the movie. We kind of touched on that.
A little bit, but not as much as we could have.
Yeah, and it was like, that was something that made me really sad.
Yeah.
It's like, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, he's not.
I was going to say, not, they are still on the verge of divorce, but they're also trying to work through it.
He was a lot better of a guy than creepy.
Yeah.
Movie Jack.
Yeah. And in the end, Jack is able to come out of the possession for a bit to tell Danny to run in the book. Whereas in the movie, he's just insane the whole time. And then he freezes outside.
I know. I liked it where he was able to be like, no, this is my kid. I need to save him.
But Dr. Sleep, they do it.
Yes, they help a little bit. So Tony only speaks to Danny in the book. In the movie, he speaks through Danny to Jack and Wendy.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
The movie wavers on the line of Supernatural and Cabin Fever, but goes more with Cabin Fever.
Unfortunately.
Whereas the book was...
all about The Shining. Mm-hmm. And the reason the room was changed from 217 to 237 was because the Timberline Lodge, where the film was shot, requested that Kubrick use a room number that didn't exist to avoid a negative association that might ward off future vacationers.
Which I think we mentioned in Dr. Sleep.
I think we did too. Mm-hmm. I actually also think we talk about it in our interview with Lizzie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we go to Dr. Sleep. Okay.
Can I interject, yes, though? Because now I think so many people would love to stay in room 217 and be like, yeah, let me stay there.
I know.
So, way to screw that up, guys.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now to Dr. Sleep.
The movie makes it look like Dan survived the explosion at first, but then we never talked about how he, like, tricked us. Dan survived the explosion at first, but then it turns out that Abra is talking to Dan almost like Dan was talking to Halloran.
I thought I did, because I don't like that change.
We said, oh yeah, Dan died. But we never say how Abra was talking to Dan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I liked how, because like we said he died.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next chapter was Abra talking to him, and you're like, what? He came back. And then she's like, okay, bye. And he's like, okay, I'll see you. I don't need to come back anymore. And then he like disappears or whatever he does.
Look, the movie makes it look like Dan survived the explosion. Because then he's in her room. Oh, yeah,
no, he dies in the movie, but they make it look like he comes back. So I got my movie book mix up.
Yeah. I was like, hold the phone,
In the
book, he survives.
Right. But they try to make it look like he survived in the movie.
Yeah, they do.
By coming back. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, he's like hanging out with her in her room.
Yeah. But it's just his little spirity ghost.
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
I'm surprised I didn't talk about that because I didn't like that he died. And I knew why they had to kill him.
I know.
Because they had to fix some fuck-ups from the first one.
Okay, so we always do this with Stephen King. We got to rank our Stephen King. So those four, what are your order?
The Shining, Doctor Sleep, Children of the Corn, and Shawshank.
Shawshank is last?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I liked the book more than the movie.
Wow. But... I'm going to go Doctor Sleep, Shawshank, Shining, Children of the Corn.
Wow. And then which one surprised you the most?
Dr. Sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah. After reading The Shining, I was like, ugh. Like, I didn't hate The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
It just was like, eh.
Whatever.
Yeah. But I really like Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep's a good one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which one surprised me?
I'll also say Shawshank, because I was shocked at how similar it was.
I was just going to say Shawshank, because I went into it like... knowing that I really liked the movie, but thinking that it was going to be a boring book.
It was exactly the same.
Yeah, it was. And it was actually enjoyable.
It was.
Like, it's hard for me to put it last but I liked Children of the Corn, too.
I did not.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. Which was our favorite book of the season?
Mine's The Fault in Our Stars.
I think Allegiant.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you love those ones.
I do. I love the whole Divergent series, but Allegiant is my top one. Favorite movie?
Oh.
The Bad Mother's Handbook. For those of you that don't know, Robert Pattinson's in that one. I was going to say The Fault in Our Stars, but then I was like, oh, Rob.
Yeah, I might have to go Fault in Our Stars also.
Yeah.
Again.
It's a good one.
I really like that one.
Mm-hmm. Which was our favorite episode to record?
Ooh.
I'm going to say our collaboration.
Yeah, I'm going to also.
Yeah, that one was fun. Actually, I like that one and Allegiant just because I was so heated. And I actually think I helped make a good episode that time.
You did. Yeah, I like that one. I also like Polar Express because we remote recorded that one.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we get to do something different, it's really fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Okay, you guys. And we're going to do this. We got listener shout outs that we just want to say thanks for being awesome. The more you guys
support us.
And like chat with us or whatever, we're going to shout you out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to give a shout out to MK, who is one of our collaborators
mm-hmm.
for East Coast Haunts. Mm-hmm. And she's just been awesome, super active on our social media. For Percy Jackson, she took pictures for us.
Yeah, we posted that we're missing like 8 or 9 states in the U.S. So we were trying to get our bookmarks out to those states. And she was like, well, let me help you on the East Coast. What do you need?
Yeah. So her and Sam are going to help us out. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, MK.
Yes. And then I want to give a shout out to. Okay. So Kayla, which is Cameron's cousin, and then his mama asked for bookmarks from us.
Yeah.
They've been passing out bookmarks. Hasn't Sierra asked for bookmarks too?
Oh yeah, Sierra, anytime she's here, she's like, John, give me bookmarks. John literally goes, like, for his work he travels, not just like our fun Dubai trip, but like he'll go to Oregon and stuff all the time, and anytime he sees a little free library, I get a Snapchat of him going, look what I just found. So, look what I'm going to put in here.
Cute.
And then, like, he just went on a trip to Sweden. And when he was over there, he went into the bookstore at the airport and put our bookmarks there. Oh, my parents, left and right, give out the bookmarks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But then we should also, guys, and then we got a review. And we told you guys, you give us reviews, we're going to read it out on the podcast if they're nice. This is from Aloha PT, right? Is that the,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Such a fun podcast with hosts Allie and Bree. While I'm admittedly not a big movie watcher, they have drawn me in to want to watch more. I love their energy, and it's like we are invited into this chat with friends. You guys, that's like the sweetest thing. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Come chat with us.
Yes. And we have 24 ratings of 5 stars.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
man.
And on Spotify, we're at 10 5-star ratings.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 34.
Yeah. 34 5-star ratings.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Because I know we're a lot to handle.
Definitely 2 of those, but.
I probably am too, and not remembering it. But yay! Anyways, you guys,
what's coming up?
We have a break for you because we all deserve a break.
Yes, we do.
We're flipping exhausted.
It's summertime and the living's easy.
Got any fun summer plans?
No. None. Unfortunately, I'm dog sitting like left and right.
Well, that can be fun. Mm. I am dog sitting.
Meh. It's literally like so. Basically starting, 2 weeks ago? No, when I just did the whole month in May. So from there, I then had like one night at home. Then I was gone for a week. Then I had 2 nights at home. Then I was gone for, this is currently the week that we're in. So then I'm going to be gone for 3 days. And then I have, 3 days at home? And then I'm gone for the next 5 days. Then I have 2 days at home. Then I'm gone for a week. Then I have that one night at home, and then the next day I'm gone for another week, and
after summer.
Well, wait, what's your summer plans?
Oh.
We just talked about me dog sitting.
I know. Let's see.
I don't even remember. I gotta look it up.
Kids are gonna do a couple of vacation Bible schools.
Nice.
I'm going. Not all of us, but a lot of our first grade friends are now their second grade friends. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, second grade. We all did an Airbnb in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna have all these screaming kids running around, but the grown-ups are all gonna team up together and be like, "Hey, knock it off, go to sleep." And then we get to hang out.
What's funny is I was thinking we should do our Westport trip soon.
I was thinking that too. I was like, it's going to be weird not doing it this summer.
I know. I was thinking that today and I was like, when can we do it? And then I was like, fuck.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
We'll figure it out.
Would it be a Westport trip though? Or is it now like a girls and kids trip? Or is it now a kids and
John
trip?
I don't know. He would probably let us do it, just us.
I was going to say, we wouldn't be able to get one cabin then.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we could.
I could check with him. I'll leave his ass at home.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I was thinking about that, though. I was like, God, we need to get that on the books.
Yeah. And then we have camping. I have camping in here. But that's just because we decided we need to go camping and have done no planning for it. So if y'all know a good camping spot up in Washington, that'd be cool.
Have you gone to Wenatchee? I should send you the place that we went, because where we went, there weren't a lot of like camping spots where we were.
Mm-hmm.
There was maybe maybe six spots in this one spot. Mm-hmm. And then there was more on another side, and it's first come first serve. But where we parked was literally like, here was our tent, and right down like maybe 10 steps was the water.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you should send it to me.
Yeah.
And then I have dog sitting too.
Fun.
Yeah.
Lake house?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, it's 5 days.
Bump's gone, isn't he?
I mean, his name was Jack. Yep. Bump is from Secret Window. Which is what I was reading when we
freaked us out.
Oh, man. But yeah, I got nothing in August though.
Okay.
So anyways, okay. So then we kick back off in August with your birthday, Mike.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that.
All right. And I think we're going to say this all next season. Like that's in a part of our closure, is that we're trying to make season 6 a whole listener picks.
Yeah.
So you got to let us know. So we're going to do listener picks, but we want to make it sure that everyone has a chance to get a pick in there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send us multiple, but make sure you like star the one you want us to do or something
in
like that.
Season 6. Yeah. In season like 6. First and foremost.
Yeah. We'll add any and all to our list.
Mm-hmm. But, if it's not already there.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we only have, how many spots do we have? Let's count. So we have 24 spots and we already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 spots are already taken, you guys. So that's 14 spots. So we'll keep advertising until all those spots get filled up.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just going to pick.
Yep. This is your chance, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll even give you a shout out. We'll be like, so-and-so wanted this episode or this one. All right. Well, that's all I got.
Yeah.
And that was our whole
recap
for you.
All right. Well,
we'll see you next season.
Yeah. See you in August.
Woohoo. Yeah. Enjoy that break. We will.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.